there will be a new champion in the original 16 Cash League. KMS Construction's Ben Gamble pulled off the upset of the season during the semi-finals on Wednesday night at the Moose Jaw Curling Center, battling to a 7-5 victory over BTN Chartered Accountants Penny Barker. The loss was the first of the season for the defending champions, and it came in dramatic fashion. Barker got off to a great start, scoring 3 in the first end, but by the time the fifth end break rolled around, things were all tied up at 3. Barker retook the lead with a pair in the sixth, but Gamble got all of that back and then some the next end with a 3 spot of his own. Gamble then finished things off with a steal in the eighth for his 2-point win. Fifth-seeded KMS will take on second-seed Protect Studios and Tyler Krupski in the championship game after their 6-5 victory over John's Music and Ryan Wenarczyk. And like the other semifinal, it took an impressive comeback and late-game surge to get the job done. With the game tied 1-1 through 2, Wenarczyk stole single points the next two ends for a 3-1 lead. Krupski tied the game 3-3 with a deuce in the fifth, and Wenarczyk responded with two of his own in the sixth to retake the lead, but another Krupski two in the seventh made it a 5-5 game heading home. There, Krupski would get the steal to book his spot in the final. Consolation action saw Kaltire, Dustin Walichuk, score 4 in the second end and go on to an 8-1 win over EMJ Marketing, Joe Gunnis, while Matt Froelich built a 4-0 lead through 3 ends and would go on to a 6-3 victory over High School Provincials bound Dane Heisler and RK Sunview Farms. Pro Tech Electric, Stan Barnsley, overcame a 5-4 deficit with points in the final 2 ends to take a 7-5 win over Pups Parlor, Jaden Miller, and Fountain Tire. Barry Silk scored 4 in the second on his way to a 7-2 win over Rod Montgomery. The league championship final takes place on Wednesday, March 15, with first rock at 7:30 p.m. from the Moose Jaw Curling Center.